I'm not sure if that's a coincidence or not, that we're here for First Friday Night Art Walk at WABF with Lori and Mark and our guest author, Rick Gambino. Thank you for being with us. Come on right up to that
microphone.
Oh,
I'm excited. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
Well, we're just thrilled. I didn't know, in the midst of the height of the COVID, you published your autobiography.
Yes, with the help of Mr. John Woods.
And here's our favorite publisher, author, producer, writer, just jack of all trades, John O'Melveny Woods.
Well, thank you, Lori. I appreciate being here. And I will say this about Rick's book. It was one of the most fun projects I've ever been involved with, learning about him growing up and helping formulate the story. It's just one of the best projects that I've ever been involved with. So I'm really glad that you're having Rick here, and I think that people will really, really enjoy this book. It's one of the most interesting that I've ever been involved with.
That's saying a lot, especially with your book about growing up in California.
this is equivalent. It turns out that Rick and I had very similar upbringings.
Interesting.
Yeah, and here's what I tell Rick all the time. I'm so thankful there isn't social media when we were growing up.
Exactly. I think that's in your book, too. Well, one reason we called you in here, John, is because we wanted to read the writing on the back of the book, and we couldn't remember what it was called. It was not a foreword. Is it a prologue? We weren't sure what it's called.
I think they call that the writing on the back of a book.
Yeah, really, basically, that's the official writing on the back of the book. But actually, it's called a blurb.
A blurb.
Blurb, okay. Yes.
Well, we'll let Rick read it here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Geez, I've never read this book yet.
Oh, you haven't read it? Okay.
No. Anyway, I grew up in a lower middle class neighborhood, ditched school, and got into trouble. That's very true there. Like most boys my age, I enlisted in the Army, sang with many groups on street corners, went through a religious conversion, faced bankruptcy, finally ended up where I am today. An overnight success that took only 60-some years to achieve.
Goodness gracious. Tell us about your autobiography, Never Give Up. And how am I just now hearing it? I guess the COVID really, the pandemic really squelched the popularity.
It completely stopped any kind of book signing or anything like that. But I don't know. I've been crazy all my life, and I think I just kept coming back because I didn't have nowhere else to go, you know. So I just kept coming back hoping that things would work out. But if I'd have given up in one of those turns, I'd have never been here today, really.
Mm-hmm.
But so anyway, I'm thankful that I, without a lot of intellect and education, I maybe applied some common sense and persistence.
I've known you a lot of years, and despite the singing and the restaurateur, you're a pretty humble man. It took some convincing to get you to actually write this, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Didn't know what John wanted to talk to me about. He called me to his house, and he says, I've heard a little bit about your background. You need to possibly write a book. I said, what the hell would anybody want to read a book of my story unless I'm in a mafia book or something? But I'm not in the mafia. I want to clear that up. You know, people accused me of mafia when I first came here, Gambino, and that's when the crime family was going strong. And so, I just took a few beatings. It didn't help my business any. And then so I found out that maybe I ought to just play on that. And so I've turned my lounge into a wise guy's mafia lounge.
Love it.
Lucky Luciano and Carlo Gambino and a whole bunch. You know, it's all decorated like that with pictures of all those people. Mm-hmm. So,
we want people to come out and not only visit with us, but buy your book, especially those that need maybe some inspiration and some definite entertainment. You've lived quite a life.
Yeah, well, I tell you, what shocked me the most is people seem to like the book. You know, they keep saying, boy, it was interesting. One guy just told me the other day, he says, Rick, I loved your book. I read it twice in a row.
Huh, wow.
Okay. You know, so I'm, you know, that makes me feel good, you know, that they're not holding my younger years against me. But it shows that you can change your life, too, you know. So it's the whole thing from birth to where I'm at today at 81 years old. So it's all in there, a lot of pictures in the book. And so I'm happy that people like it. I didn't write it to make money. I wrote it to just because, you know, maybe my great great grandkids might want to know who I am and who started the restaurant, stuff like that.
And some of your family members wanted you to tell the stories.
Oh yeah, yeah. They, you know, said, "Dad, you need to write a book. You need to," because they knew I was crazy. You know, I think I basically had ADDH. Is that what they call it?
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't concentrate in school. It was just something I wasn't interested in. I cared less where Guam was, and you know, and all that stuff. So I was kind of dozing off, you know, almost, and just was not a good student at all, you know. And so I knew I wanted to be a singer. I knew I wanted to be in entertainment, and that's where, as a very young teenager, singing in old doo-wop band groups and things like that. So, but it's, you know, I look back at my life, man, it's been fun. You know, a lot of fights, a lot of, you know, fighting City Hall and everything else. Mm-hmm. But I'm
and
glad.
Trying to run City Hall.
Yeah, yeah.
The right. Year you ran for mayor, what year was that?
Gee, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. What was it? It's
10,
about 12, 12 15 years ago.
Was that the year that everybody ran?
Yeah
there was and a dog.
Okay. And a dog. Oh,
yes.
That was
and
the day that Willie.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Willie Bean. Yeah, we had him in here. So.
Wow. Well, we're going to get back to some music because you have people waiting in the green room, which is the blue room here at WABF. So get in there and mingle and sell some books, and folks are just really looking forward to tonight.
Well, thank you, Lori. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's great that you wrote this book and everything, because on the one hand, you can share your wisdom with the younger generation. Number two, you know, statute of limitations has expired on a lot of that stuff, so, you know, yeah. You can tell it now. So.
Well, you know, that's... Okay, maybe need to write another book.
Stay tuned for part two, the sequel. Okay. This is WABF. We do have Art Walk open house until 8:30 tonight. We're at 9 North Church Street, downtown Fairhope. Although Fairhope Avenue and Church Street, that intersection is closed, our street is open up until the intersection. So despite seeing the signs that says no through traffic, you can still come close and park. If not, park in the parking garage. Refreshments, and what do we always say, Mark? A party in the radio.
Oh, it's a party
station.
Yeah.
He was going to say, Swap Shop, you're on the air. Come see us, WABF.